to the glory of our God and to Pastor Jackson and to Prophet Coleman, any other ministers in the house, and to these deacons, deaconesses, trustees, and all others who are here. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to thank Pastor Jackson for the opportunity.
Bless you, sir.
I am trying not to feel intimidated up here.
Thank you, Lord.
You better preach, sir.
Singing preacher on my right, singing preacher on my left. And I don't sing. If I don't preach, there won't be nothing going on. But I am grateful, thankful to Dr. Jackson for his asking me. He has had a way when I go somewhere to preach. In the midst of what's going on, I have looked up to see him slip in the back and just sit there. And when it's over, he slips out and goes home, or wherever he goes. And, you know, after a while, I said, he just shows up. So I've always been appreciative of that, that he's done that. Also, he and I know my former pastor, Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones is a very interesting pastor. I don't have time to talk about how old he was, but he didn't really believe in women preachers. But if a woman preacher asked him to come preach,
he would go.
He'd go there and burn the house down. And he had well over 100 sons, 102. And I think I was number 4 or 5 somewhere.
Wow.
And it was a good time. So thank you, Dr. Jackson. I won't hold you up. I want to have a few words the Lord put on my heart. But one thing I do want to leave with you, that one of the ministers at that church, Calvin Lawrence, was my good friend. I remember when he was called to preach. We were at his funeral. Your pastor came up and preached. I mean, he sang, but didn't preach. And I knew it took 4 or 5 minutes for us to get together after he finished singing. I mean, I confronted him in the parking lot. He was driving one of the very big old cars, whatever it was. I said, you ought not go to a funeral and sing like that. I mean, I got the song, but he carried on so awful. So I've always been kind of envious of people who play musical instruments and those who sing. I don't do either one. So I want to share with you. Thank you again for having me. I want to thank my wife for being my chauffeur. Right. He did help me with the zipper. I'm telling you now, my seamstress is going to put another zipper in here. She keeps telling me there's nothing wrong with that one, but I can't ever get it to do. So, thank you. To the deacons, the deaconesses, and the trustees. There is a word from the Lord, and I want you to know that it is a good thing what you do.
Amen.
Because you don't have to do it.
Mm.
Anything you got to make somebody do.
Come on, sir.
You don't know what kind of job you're going to get.
That's right.
But when they willingly and freely do a job and do it for the Lord, you can look for good things to happen.
Amen.
So I'm grateful today to come. May God bless all of you in the work that you do. Prophet Coleman, good to see you, brother.
Good to see you too, sir.
And then if I forget anything, you all let me know, but I'm on my way. Want to share something with you. Just when I went to see my daughter up in Maryland the last 3 days, and I come back home, and I said, God, I don't have anything to preach. He said, that's not true. I said, you always got something preach. I said, well, then, what is it? So I want you to go with me to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. I won't be very long today. That's what I'm prefacing all of this preaching words. Psalm 19. I will be speaking through parts of the psalm, but I want to concentrate on the last verse.
Huh?
The last verse, where the psalmist says that the words of my mouth,
my God,
and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I want to share with you from this subject the words of my mouth.
Huh.
Amen.
The words of my mouth.
My God.
Let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you as we come. May you use us, O God. And may, as this prophet is read, that your word will not return unto you void.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
The words of my mouth. There are two great indicators of the character of a true believer.
Huh?
The words of his mouth.
Well.
And the meditations of his heart.
My God.
The words of his mouth is the outward expression of the inward deliberations going on in his heart.
My.
You see, these two compose the summation of his thinking. And it's really the last outpost of his conclusion. Psalm 19 begins very wonderfully. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God.
My God.
And the firmament showeth his handiwork. And it really means that God's glory is everywhere.
Yes.
It's above us, it's around us. His glory has been revealed through all the works of his hands. There is no space, there's no place, there's no language where his voice is not heard. Their line is going out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Every creature, in every place, in every time, has heard the words of the awesome creation of the glory of God. Now, what all of that was saying is that every one of us is without excuse. When you stand before God in the time of judgment,
come out there.
You will be without excuse.
Yes.
My.
You will not be able to blame the preacher.
Thank you.
You won't be able to blame the deacon.
Thank you.
You will not be able to tell the missionary didn't do it. Joe Blow down the street treated me bad. None of that will work.
Come out there.
For God is a just God.
Yes.
And you cannot stand before God and he'll send you to hell and tell him, well, I never heard. He said, that's not true. There's a church on every corner.
Come out now.
And in this day and time, you got the Bible in your hand.
Yeah.
Walking written on your hip.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me you haven't heard.
Hello.
So what did he tell you in this psalm? I want to get down to somewhere. The psalmist here says, everybody's heard.
Yes.
Everybody knows.
Huh?
But then he transitions a little bit. Look what he says here. He goes from the glory of God, the physical creation, the material universe. Now he goes to the law of God.
Ah.
Listen to verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord is right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord is true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb.
All
right. Now that's good reading.
Huh?
But we probably need to know, what is he talking about now?
Yeah.
So let me share a little bit.
Happens.
To become a believer, a born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. A believer, one who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In order to become that, you must first struggle with the wonderful and awesome death of Jesus Christ. You got to come to grips with that.
Yeah.
It just can't be he died on the cross and moved on. You got to stop and find out about that. See, to become a believer, you must accept the redemptive work and story of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
In order to become a believer, you must conclude that he or she, you and I, are sinners. And that there is a remedy for our soul.
Yes, sir.
And so to become a believer, you must accept, first of all, that God loves you. That God does care about you.
Yeah.
That God has sent his son that he might die for you.
Yeah.
In order to be a believer, you got to believe that God loves all about you.
Yes.
And I found that hard when I got saved.
Uh-huh.
That God would love me.
Come on, sir.
I did some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Found some people to do crazy stuff with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it 2, 3 times, 4 times. Made up stuff. Carried on some bad.
Come on, sir.
Walked up and down D.C. Those that don't, if you saw me, don't tell nobody. But I walked up and down 14th Street and U Street.
All right.
Had my stuff in my hip pocket and didn't care who I saw.
All right.
And I thought I was mean. If you asked me, I'd have told you I was mean. But it ain't for God to say he loved me.
Right. Yeah.
No, that didn't seem the right word. It didn't seem to touch something in me. I said, God, you can't love me. I done done so much bad stuff. I done had people do bad stuff with me. And we done done bad stuff together. We done made up bad stuff. You can't love me. But you know, let me tell you something. I might deviate a little bit. So y'all bear with me.
Go on.
You know, the prayers of the righteous avail as much.
Yes,
Lord.
And we, some of us are here not because of all of us.
Right.
But because of Grandma way back here. We got down on bended knee and prayed for generations yet to come.
Glory.
They never saw your day, but they prayed for you. And the prayers of my righteous mother, who used to tell me I didn't join the church, I didn't go nowhere. You know, I did what I did. And she told me one day, she said, boy, you know, you're going to die and they're going to bury you out of, you know, a funeral home and you won't have no church. And the way she said it, you know, kind of broke my heart.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to tell them about no church. But okay, for mama's sake, I'm going to join.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I walked on down the aisle, just barely, new to marry, 25 years old, joined the church.
Uh-huh.
It took my hand when I got baptized. So, well, got that over with. Went on back out there doing what I was doing.
My God.
I went down dry, came up wet. You know the story.
Come on.
You see, what I'm trying to get to here is that once I got baptized, I thought that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
My name is on the roll.
Yeah.
And I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
But you know, the prayers start tracking me.
Mm-hmm. Ha!
And I'm off script now, so y'all just bear with me. The prayers started getting down behind me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
When I turned on 14th Street, they turned with me.
Jesus.
When I went into the bar, came in and sat beside me.
My God.
When I lifted my Johnny Walker Red, he said, I'll see you.
Come on, sir.
My Kentucky gentleman, I love that Kentucky gentleman. When I lift that to me, he said, I still see you.
Yeah.
When I went home, he said, he went with me.
Uh-huh.
When I got in bed, he stood beside me.
I'm out here.
Finally, he made himself known.
Jesus.
I'm here for you.
My Lord.
See, you don't want me, I want you. Yeah. And you know, I found somebody, Dr. Jackson, that I couldn't cut. I couldn't shoot him.
My God.
Couldn't run him off.
My Lord.
He just stayed around.
Thank you, Lord.
One early October afternoon.
Come on now.
God came into my life.
Jesus.
Caught me. Was singing when I should have said. And there I was, all by myself in the house.
Come on now.
God spoke to me.
Come on, yeah.
And I knew that there was something different in my life.
Yeah.
I knew it. Did nobody have to tell me. I didn't have to write down no testimony. I knew God had come into my life.
Yes, sir.
I walked around the house holding myself.
Yeah.
To figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Tears coming down my
eyes. Yes, sir.
This old, big, bad, mean Otis sitting on the coffee table.
Uh-huh.
Don't know what to do with myself. God now has come into my life.
Lord Jesus.
And then all of a sudden, things start to change.
Yeah.
The old folks used to call it a gap religion.
Uh-huh.
Went back to work at the Pentagon, and the news got around.
Yeah.
Otis Spelman got religion.
Jesus.
And you know, when the news gets around,
mm-hmm.
there was a, well, I'm going to try this. I know what it used to be. I'm going to find out that this is true.
My God.
So he, what he did, and I'm really off script now. what he did is he found one of them little ladies that I had been chasing.
Help him, God, help him.
Never could catch up with him.
Right.
Never could. She'd always turn me down. And when she found out that I had what they call got religion.
Yeah.
Yes, she
came in. And eased in. Looked at me. Mm-hmm. I heard that you got religion. Mm. And I'm looking at her. She said, look, how come you and I can't get together? And then she told me what.
Uh-huh.
Oh. All this time I've been chasing down the house. All this time I've been trying to get her.
Right.
Now, she said, you got religion? Here she
comes. My God.
And I'm standing there looking at her. I said, my goodness, here, what now? I'm new.
Uh-huh.
I'm a brand new Christian. What am I going to do now?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But God, the Lord.
What you do, Reverend?
Make a way.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost eased up beside me and said, if any man be in Christ.
You are saying now. Come on,
he's a new
here.
Creature.
Yes, Lord.
All things are passed away.
Yeah.
Behold, all things. Because me. You can't do that.
That's right.
I told her, honey, I'm sorry. My body said, yeah, say yeah. But my heart said, no.
Amen.
Do that.
Amen.
See, if you're going to become a believer,
come on
here.
You got to plunge yourself in the blood of Jesus.
You
got to come to the conclusion that only Jesus can save your soul.
Yes,
you see, you got to come to that. And with deacons and deaconesses and trustees, I'm coming to a conclusion here that you all are born again folk.
Come on, sir.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to preach to you like you're born again.
Come on.
If you're not born again, it's going to hurt you.
That's all right.
But if you're born again, then you need to know and I need to know and to keep in front of us these things. First of all, your deliverance comes from Jesus.
Yes,
sir. Yes.
And if you've ever been delivered from anything,
my God.
It's been God that came and got you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I wish I could tell you the story
about
how I used to smoke. And I ain't had nobody in here. If you smoked, you just smoked. That's all. But I used to smoke, and it was so bad. I'm off script again. It was so bad. You know, I used to drink, and I said, I'm going to stop drinking. But when I stopped drinking, I kept trying to find that cigarette. I said, well, I'm going to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's easier said than done. Nicotine is a tough brother. And I stopped smoking, then I started bumming. And they got tired of that. Look, man, either you need to quit or buy something. You keep bumming. So you turn around and do a cigarette. Didn't have any matches, you know, I couldn't light it. One guy got so mad, he said, you want me smoking for you too? But what I'm trying to say is that I wanted bad to stop.
Right.
It got so bad. God knows, you might have heard it, but I'm going to tell it anyway. It got so bad, I was smoking other people's butts.
Lord have mercy.
I don't mind telling the story.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some of them rich folk who left a whole lot on their cigarette.
Yeah.
I went in there and found them, and I lit them up.
Uh-huh.
It got so bad
that
I used to find the sharp butts and take a pen and put it in the cigarette and try to smoke it so it wouldn't burn my lip. You're talking about a hook. I was hooked.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this, that if deliverance is going to come, it's got to come through Christ.
Yes.
I tried everything to quit smoking. It just wouldn't work. But God swooped into my life one day.
Said,
I'm tired of this mess. And he snatched it right out of my
mouth. Thank you, Lord.
You've been born again. Got to know if your deliverance coming from anybody.
My God.
You got to come from God.
My God.
If you got any power at all, You got to come from God.
Yes, sir.
If you got any strength to make it,
thank you.
It's going to come from God.
Thank you, God.
If you got any joy and you shout it, you got to have something to shout about.
Yeah.
If you got any peace, God is going to give it to you. Yeah. If there's any comfort in your life, God is there for you. If you know how to worship, it's because of God. If you know how to praise, it's because of God. You can't worship God without God.
Amen.
So this day, I come to tell you that if you are saved,
yeah,
if you're born again, there's something else here. I'm about finished.
Take your time.
He said, let the words of God commend you.
Yeah.
You know, we talk to each other about how good something is, how well you did.
Mm-hmm.
Does God ever tell you?
Come on now.
Oh my God.
How good you did something?
My God.
Does he ever come by and say, daughter, that was a good thing you did?
Mm.
You see, when his words can commend you, he goes straight to the point. Well done.
Yes.
My God.
You don't have to go through all them other things.
Yeah,
he said, at the end of all that you have done, well done.
Yeah.
He comes to encourage you. When you're down, he comes to help you. He comes to cleanse you.
Yes, Lord.
Bring you from that mess that we were in,
yeah,
to the stuff that we're in now. He comes to sustain you. I don't know about you, but I thank God for being poor.
Thank you, Lord.
I ain't poor now, but I thank God that, yeah, I used to be poor.
Thank you.
No, I ain't standing in nobody's pulpit until nobody I'm poor.
That's right.
And when my daddy got cattle on 1,000
acres. Come on here now.
I'm telling nobody I'm poor.
That's, yes, sir.
I got money in my pocket now. I got money at home. Got money in my car.
Come
got
on.
Money in the bank.
Come on, sir.
So I ain't poor.
All right.
But what I'm saying is there was a time I was poor. Didn't have anything. And it was so bad, I'm all stripped again.
That's all right. You have to.
It was so bad, I had a wife and 3 children. And was broke. I mean broke.
My.
Had a dollar. But I could go to the store, now I'll tell you how long ago this been. I could get a loaf of bread, can of beans, and some hot dogs for 99 cents.
My God.
And I went home, opened up that can, poured out them beans, cooked them hot dogs, got that loaf of bread, sat down at the table, bowed my head in prayer.
Mm.
Said, God, thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And from that moment,
yes, sir,
he said, read what my servant David said. I was young,
yeah,
now I'm old.
Never
seen the righteous.
Never.
Or his seed, bread, and bread. He said, from this day on, don't you beg nobody for nothing.
If
you don't
have,
talk to me, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Glory God.
God will sustain you.
Yeah.
Then now he'll commend you. He'll commission you to go. A lot of folk don't want to go, but you got to go. Sooner or later, you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
Because let me close with Isaiah. You remember the 6th chapter of Isaiah?
Yeah.
When he talked about in a year,
King Uzziah
died.
Yeah.
I saw also the Lord.
High. Lifted up.
Lifted up.
Yeah.
Trained.
Trained.
Filled the temple.
Filled the temple.
Yes, sir.
Said, son. He said, woe is me.
Mm.
A man of unclean lips.
Yeah.
Undone.
A man of people of unclean lips.
Yeah.
He said, I'm undone. I see the Lord. And there's nothing else. And God had an angel to come, take a coal from the altar, and go down and touch his lips and say, your sins been forgiven.
My God.
He said, who will go for us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah said, here am I.
Send me.
Send me. Send me. Send me. He said, well, where is God going to send you? Now, let me finish. I'm on my last page. Where's he going to send you?
Huh?
Folks saying, well, you know, I'm not going to Africa, and I'm not going to South America, and I'm not even going down to Stanton, Virginia. And let me tell you where God is really sending you. If you are saved, born again, a redeemed person, God is sending you first to the lonely.
Yeah.
Go find those that are alone and have nobody.
Yeah.
Sit down with him and tell him how good God is.
Yeah.
He's going to send you to the depressed. Folks walking around blowing out their brains
because
they don't know what to do with themselves. But tell them there is a God in heaven
that
can bless you. Send them to the unlovely.
Yeah.
Those with low self-esteem.
My God.
They don't nobody care nothing about them. Yeah. But tell them there's a God who loves them, who cares for them. Send them to the downtrodden so that I just can't get up. But God is able to lift you up.
Yes, sir.
To those that are poor and those that are needy and said, I don't have anything. I can't catch a break with the God that I serve. Said, if the sparrows I take care of, I can take care of you.
Thank you, God.
Send them to the lost.
Thank you.
Who can enjoy this salvation like you enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Come in here on Sunday morning or whatever it is and shout the harvest over. You're not just something because somebody told you.
That's right.
Come on.
Something happened in your life.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus is the reason.
Yes.
So I'm going to close now. Mm-hmm. Listen to what he said. Let the words
of my mouth.
My mouth. Meditation. The meditation. Be acceptable. Yes. And I say, Lord, my strength.
And
my redeemer. Deacons, deaconesses, trustees, and all of you. It's the words of your mouth.
Huh?
It's the meditations of your heart.
Yes.
And there's an old saying I'm going to close with. What's in the well comes up in the bucket.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever's in you,
come out here.
Coming out of you.
Yes, God.
There's no oops and I'm sorry and forget putting up. If it's in you,
it's coming out.
It's coming out of you. Deacons, if it's in you, it's coming out of you.
Yes.
Trustees, if it's in you, it's coming out of you. Deaconess, if it's in you, it's coming out of you. And that's not the bad thing. If God is in you,
woo!
God is coming
say
out
it,
of you.
Say it,
the Holy Ghost is in you, the Holy Ghost is coming out of you.
Yes.
If love is in you, love is coming out of you.
Yes.
Whatever's in the well,
coming out of the bucket. My God.
I want to tell you that the words of your mouth, the meditations of your heart, be acceptable in his sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. May God continue to bless you. May he be with you day in and day out. Guard your heart. God will guard you. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, as we